Hi, thank you for calling. Hi, this is Caroline.
Hello.
Recorded line. I'm sorry about that. What was the name of the
Oh.
person you were transferring?
Hello. I have a client on the line. Her name is Bridget. Last name MCKINNEY for Roundup. Is she ready for transfer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, Bridget, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Again, my name is Carolina, calling on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you did meet that criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Of course. And have you had an attorney help you with this, or have you signed any paperwork?
No.
Okay, great. Perfect. Again, you haven't signed anything electronically or via mail with another law firm?
No.
Okay, great. And was it yourself, Bridget, or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
And I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember the subtype of non-Hodgkin's?
Would that be the B cell?
Okay, let's see here. Okay, there's diffuse large B cell
Or
lymphoma.
yeah, or Burkitt cell. I'm
Okay, I
not sure if that's
see.
what B cell or Burkitt cell lymphoma.
Okay, I see a, yeah, I see a Burkitt lymphoma. Is it that one? Okay. Again, I am so sorry to hear that. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay, that's great. Okay, do you remember when it was that you were diagnosed?
January of 2018.
Okay, so January of 2018. Okay. Do you know your age at the time of diagnosis?
47.
Okay. Do you remember the specific day in January or no?
Like a January 11th.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And the roundup, was that primarily used at home or in the workplace?
At home.
At home. Okay. Do you remember the address of the home where it was sprayed?
1815 Myrtlewood Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75232.
Okay, and you said that was Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. So I got 1815 Myrtlewood Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75232.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And did anyone else in the household spray it besides yourself?
No.
Okay. That's great. Okay. And how many years did you spray the Roundup?
10 years.
10 years, okay. And in those 10 years, I know it is a little redundant, but you did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now the number that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is my smartphone.
Okay, great. And you are a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now I am required to ask, have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS?
No.
No. And no autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Perfect. How about any cancer requiring chemotherapy besides that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus, or any family cancer history?
No.
Okay, great. Okay. Now I know I was told your first name was Bridget. Was that Bridget?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then last name McKinney, was that MC capital KINNEY?
Correct.
Okay, great. Bridget, did you have a middle name as well?
Michelle, M-A-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Okay. So Michelle, and that was M-A as in apple?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So M-A-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And did you have a suffix as well?
No.
Okay, great. And can you confirm your gender for me, Bridget?
Female.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what was your date of birth?
4/8/1971.
Okay, again, that was 4/8/1971. And what was your marital status?
Single.
Perfect. Okay, and your social?
460-29-1519.
Okay, again, that was 460-29-1519.
Correct.
Perfect. And how did you learn the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? Was that, you know, did the doctors let you know, or did you see that on an ad?
I went to the doctor. I had started having symptoms and I went, and that's what they diagnosed me with.
Okay. Yeah. And the doctor was the one that let you know that Roundup might have been a cause?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And when did you first become aware that, you know, I know you mentioned that your doctor let you know. Was that right after you were diagnosed?
Pretty much, because I started having symptoms. Then I went to the doctor of that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they did all their testing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then kind of, you know, had a list of things that I might have been exposed to or whatever, and that was one of the things that was on the list.
I see.
That I did quite often.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Now, it is required for me to ask again. What was your height?
5'7".
Perfect, 5'7". And do you know your current weight?
250.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And did you have an email address that we can keep on file?
Yes, Bridget, okay. B-R-I-D-G-E-T. Mm-hmm. It's two M's in the middle, M-M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, all one word, all lowercase, mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Okay, so it was firstname.lastname@gmail.com, is that right?
No, Bridget M. McKinney is all one word, Bridget
okay.
M. McKinney
Got
@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bridget mm-hmm. M. McKinney @gmail.com, perfect. Okay, and this 945 mm-hmm. number, is this your primary phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you mentioned you sprayed it for about 10 years. Do you know roughly how many times a week or a month that you did spray that?
Pretty much once a month.
Okay. About once a month. Okay, and again, I know you did mention you sprayed it for about 10 years. That was at least, there was at least one full year of using it before your diagnosis, right?
Correct.
Okay, okay. And when did you start spraying the Roundup? Around early 2000s?
I started using that,
mm-hmm.
January of 2008.
Okay. Of 2008. And then the last time you sprayed mm-hmm. the Roundup, was that 2018?
Yes.
And that was after your diagnosis?
Correct.
Okay. Do you remember what month
well,
was
it? No, it was before my diagnosis because I started
okay.
getting sick. Then I went
see.
To the doctor for... And then that's when they diagnosed me.
Okay. So the last time you sprayed it might have been January of 2018?
Correct.
Okay. 2018. Perfect. And you said you stopped using it because you started getting those symptoms?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And did you use the hand sprayer that it comes with? Or more like a backpack?
Yes. The hand sprayer.
Okay. The hand sprayers. Was that the concentrated version or the one that comes pre-mixed?
The concentrated.
Okay. And when you sprayed it, did you use any protective gear, any gloves or eyewear?
And that.
Okay. So you did?
I'm sorry, no, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay. And that was sprayed around the house?
Correct.
Like in the yard? Okay. Okay. And what state did you use the product in?
Texas.
Okay. And it was just in Texas?
Yes, when I used it, yes.
Okay. Where you did spray it, where's that? Anywhere near a water well?
No, not per okay. Well, I mean, the faucet, I mean, the garden hose or things like that, but it wasn't okay. Standing water or anything like that.
Okay, that's great. Perfect. Okay. And have you ever been exposed to benzene, Agent Orange, or any other herbicides?
No.
Okay, great. I know it was a while ago, too, but do you remember where you might have bought the Roundup? Maybe a Home Depot or a Walmart?
It was at the local Home Depot.
Okay. And again, a little bit of a stretch, but do you have any receipts or any purchase information you might have?
I don't.
Okay. No worries. I understand it was a while ago. Okay. And you don't have any Roundup in your possession, right? Nothing? No bottles at home?
No.
Okay. That's good. That is great. Okay. And have you ever smoked, Bridget?
No.
Perfect. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Great. Have you lost time away from work because of your treatment related to your conditions, anything like that?
Yes, I haven't worked since then.
Okay, of course. And what dates were those that you weren't able to work because of the diagnosis?
From January of 2018.
Okay. Of 2018, and that's to date?
Approximately when I got sick.
Okay. Yeah. And you don't have any military background, right, Bridget?
No, I don't.
Okay. And have you been involved in any other lawsuits or ever filed for disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Okay. And no bankruptcy files either?
No.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, small stuff like that, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Now, I do require the physician name who did treat you. Do you remember?
It was Dr. Scott Phil.
Okay, Scott Phil. Let's see. And what hospital was that?
At the Texas Health Hospital in Rockwall.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Texas Health Hospital in Rockwall.
Okay. Perfect. Let's see. Okay, I see a Philip Scott. Would that might have been it, or it was Scott Phil?
Scott Phil, S-E-A-L-S.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, I see a Scott Ryan Seals. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just one second. Okay, and how else has the diagnosis of lymphoma affected your life? Do you still have any current side effects or symptoms?
Just the throat irritation, things like that or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot.
Okay. Do you have any shortness of breath every now and then or any trouble sleeping, anything like that?
Yeah. I do, definitely shortness of breath.
Okay.
And no apnea in sleeping.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else you'd want us to take note of?
No, I think you covered everything.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And the date that you were treated approximately again was January of 2018, right?
When I was treated or when I was diagnosed?
When you were treated. Did they start treatment in the same month?
Yes, in January.
Okay.
Yes, it was same month, yes.
Okay, perfect. And that was at the same Texas Health Hospital?
Correct.
Okay. Was that where the oncology practice was as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okie dokie. And what type of treatment did you receive? Was that chemotherapy, radiation, stem cell transplants?
I did radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and then pain medication.
Okay. And pain medication. Okay. And what was your street address?
1815 Myrtlewood Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75232.
Okay, perfect. So, again, that was 1815 Myrtlewood Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75232.
Correct.
Okay, great. And do you have medical records on hand for this?
I don't. They're okay. Still at the hospital.
Yeah, no worries. I do want to review some of your information super briefly here just to make sure everything is right. Again, you don't know anyone else that might have sprayed the Roundup and was also affected?
No.
Okay, that's good. Okay, and then I do have your basic information here. I believe you were diagnosed January, approximately the 11th of 2018. Okay, and this 1815 Myrtle Ward Drive in Dallas, Texas was where you sprayed it. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. We have here Bridget Michelle McKinney. Social is 460-291519. Okay. And... okay. Looks like everything is up to date. Is it okay if I place you on a super brief hold? Bridget, you might hear silence, but I'm still on the line, okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. can you still hear me, Bridget?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So we do also request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you. Just ensuring that there are no disruptions in your case. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, my mother, Gracie Jackson.
Okay. And you said that was...
And her number, yeah.
Okay.
214-580-0555.
Okay, perfect. And you said that was your mother, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Does she live with you?
No.
Okay. Okay, so what I am going to do right now is just go over this information that we went over. I am going to send you a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Makes it a little bit easier. So with this DocuSign, it's just going to give the law firm permission to go ahead and get started, pull those medical records, and see if they can help you out. Okay. Now, I am just going over it super quickly. And then, do you want that sent to your email or to your text notifications, or both?
Well, you can do both.
Okay. I'll do both, see whichever one's easier for you. Okay, it looks like everything did map out correctly. Okay, I just pressed send, so you should see that popping up, and you can let me know when that does. Okay.
I just heard it.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to stay on the line. I do want to send you some information right after, but if you do have any issues finding that, you can let me know as well, okay?
Okay. Okay. Are you able, because I got my daughter's birthday in Texas. Can I sign, well, I will sign them and send them back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we have to do them on the phone while I'm on the phone?
It does help if we are on the phone. That way, if you have any questions, I can help, and it speeds the process up. And then again, you'll have a copy, so you know exactly all the little details.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying to get out of here and have our dance practice sometimes.
Again, you would just, once you open that up, it's just clicking those yellow boxes, and it should be like a 2-minute process. Okay, I just finished, and I guess it completed it for you. Yeah, I do see it on my end. Okay, so that did just come through, like I said. Now, what I am going to do, Bridget, is I am going to email you. It's just going to have my contact information and the law firm's information. That way you can always reach back out if you have any questions or anything that comes to mind. Okay, now besides that, thank you so much for your time and your patience today, Bridget. I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day, okay?
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.